right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is Half the News with Amos. It's Campaign Tuesday. And we're dealing with a county clerk. That's the, those are the individuals responsible for the paperwork flow in all 32 of the Marion County courts. That includes traffic court, plus the juvenile center and what have you. That's part of the responsibility. The other part of the responsibility is conducting elections. Whenever we have a regular election, a special election, a primary election, or a referenda election, it also is making sure that when they receive the monies to be paid out for child support, that the monies get to the responsible moms. The Democratic candidate is Myla Eldridge, and she joins me live. Myla, welcome.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I'm good.
So for those that may not have heard you before, why are you running?
I am running for Marion County Clerk, first of all, because I have 30-plus years under my belt in government. Mm-hmm. I'm running for clerk because we need a clerk that believes in satellite voting locations. We need a clerk that believes in extended voting hours in the clerk's office. We need a clerk that will lobby against any legislation that is proposed or designed to suppress the vote in Marion County. And last but not least, we need a clerk that cares about people and believes in equality for everyone, and especially regardless of your sexual preference.
The other candidate says she is in favor of early voting, but she takes it a step further and says we need to have an engaged conversation throughout the city and county as to what voting ought to be, including we know we've got to look at replacing the existing voting machines that we have. I think she wants to take a hard look at whether vote centers might work in some neighborhoods as opposed to others, particularly neighborhoods where more people walk to vote rather than drive a car. Where do you stand on, do we need a larger conversation, and do you agree or disagree with her contention that we're going to have to replace the machines at some point?
First of all, let me just say this, that that's interesting because, as you know, that the election board is made up of three board members. You mm-hmm. have the clerk, who's the secretary, mm-hmm. and then you have a board member appointed by each party. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a Republican board member and a Democratic board member. We can't seem to get the Republican board member to vote for satellite locations. Mm-hmm. So I find that interesting that she would go against the Republican board member and support satellite voting locations. But anyway, to answer your question, though, yes, the voting machines are first-generation voting machines. Marion County, first of all, is a very unique jurisdiction. We're the only county that still votes on two voting machines. You have the Ivotronic, mm-hmm. and you have the M100, which is the voting machine that you feed the ballot card.
Right, the paper in there. Right?
Exactly. Now, those machines, the hardware is aging. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. They're fine for now, but they're aging. It's like a car, like an old automobile. Right. When you're looking for parts,
we're running out of them.
We're running out of them, and they're hard to find. So at some point in time, yes.
If we replace machines, are you in favor that any replacement we get needs to have paper backup, that it shouldn't be all electronic?
I'll tell you what I'm in favor of. I am in favor of what is best for Marion County. Mm-hmm. And we need to have that conversation to actually find out what is best for Marion County. Now, right now, from serving in the clerk's office mm-hmm. for 7.5 years, what I have seen is that everyone still likes to vote on a paper ballot. Mm-hmm. The percentage of those that use the Ivotronic, I look at it
as the all-electronic machine, yes. Primarily for our handicap.
Exactly. A supersized iPad. Mm-hmm. It's hardly ever used on election day. Mm-hmm. So we definitely need to have those conversations about moving into the 21st century and moving forward far as elections are concerned in Marion County.
239-1310. 239-1310 is after whose name is. We're talking with Myla Eldridge. She is the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. are you open to looking at vote centers? Vote centers are having fewer polling places, but you can vote wherever, whichever polling place is closest to you, not necessarily tied to you have to vote in your particular neighborhood.
I think it's very important that we make sure if we move towards vote centers that, first of all, they are definitely easy accessible, that they're on a bus line, and we look out for our more seasonal voters. Okay? I think that's very important. Now, last year, which was an off year for us, we had an effort called the VEP, the Voter Experience Project, because of the machines aging, and talked a little bit about vote centers. What we learned that Marion County right now is very large. We have over 650,000 voters in Marion County, and it will require, if we moved towards vote centers, to have 60 vote centers. Well, it's kind of difficult right now, and although we have about probably 250 to 300, I've seen, polling locations, it's difficult to find, first of all, places, 60 places that have.
Who would determine that it would only be 60?
That's the law.
The law says that.
That's the law.
Did anybody who wrote the law realize that the geographic area of Marion County is larger than New York City, New York?
Well, that's where that came from. So that's how I feel about vote centers, and we would have to have a conversation. But right now, like I said, we are a very, very large county, and moving towards vote centers, I'm not really sure. Like, we definitely would have to buy more equipment. One vote center probably would have to have at least 20 or more voting machines at that vote center. So we would definitely have to purchase more voting equipment.
239-1310, 239-1310. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Myla Eldridge is the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. Let me move to the large responsibility of the office, and that is moving the paper flow around. We had a caller in the first hour that was concerned about customer service in the clerk's office, not just the men and women that are in the office on the first floor, but as I understand it, and correct me from our previous interview, the clerk is responsible for employees in each of the 32 courtrooms in the court plus the juvenile court system. So you, if you're elected, you got workers everywhere. How do you keep all those people in under one standard?
First of all, let me just say this, that moving forward, I think that it's very important to train the clerks that work in the courts to be efficient for the customers that they are serving. Okay, so that's improving the administration of justice. Okay, and we will continue to do that. How do you keep up with all those people? Well, first of all, those clerks actually work for the judges. I, as clerk, I don't feel that I have the right to go to a judge and tell that judge how to run their court. Okay, so far as making sure that those courts have trained clerks to provide excellent customer service in those courts is what I will continue to do. It's almost like, to me, this is how I see this thing. Instead of treating customers like customers, you treat them like clients. And that's how you train your staff, to treat individuals that you serve as clients instead of customers. Just like attorneys have clients, they don't have customers.
One of the things that came up in the last interview was that in this transition to get all the records computerized in this new Odyssey system, your opponent was saying that there's records stacked up in courts and out in the hallways or out in public view, and then and the courts need to move faster. And that's when I said, wait a minute, now you're a clerk is an independent county official. A judge is an independent county official.
Right.
You're also the county clerk is an officer of the court. So if somebody's kind of slow in getting the paperwork together, is that your responsibility if you are elected clerk? Is that the judge's responsibility? Y'all just got to sit down over coffee or a soft drink in the city market and figure this out?
The judge of their court. The clerk is not the judge of a judge's court. The clerk provides administrative clerks to do the administrative work in a court, but we are not there. The clerk is not there to tell a judge how to run their court. So far as papers or documents, filings being stacked up, you know, in a courtroom, that's on the judge. That is not on the clerk or the court staff. And I really don't know of a judge that actually would allow important filings to just be stacked up in their offices or even out in a hallway, because those documents are very important and they are confidential documents.
As I said, when it's Candidate Tuesday, it's not about me asking the questions. This is your opportunity to ask the questions of the candidates on the issues that are important to you. 239-1310, 239-1310 with Myla Eldridge, the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. Let's start with Judy. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. I had a bad experience with the clerk. I was taken to court. About 2011 or 2012 to get me put out. the judge told me, she said, "Well, you don't have your document is not good enough," which I had documents to show that I did community service.
Were you evicted?
Yeah.
What kind of court were you in?
Downtown.
Wait, which court downtown? Were you in small claims court or real court?
Small, in the basement.
You're in the small claims court in the basement. Now let me ask a question of Myla Eldridge. Does the county clerk handle the paperwork in the small claims court?
All paperwork is filed in the clerk's office.
Okay.
All paperwork, all civil and criminal filings are filed in the clerk's office.
All right, so now Judy, what was the problem? With the clerk's office, that's what we're trying to get to.
Okay. So when they told me, the judge told me to come back in January, she gave enough time to, you know, to get what she thought my document wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I comes back on that date. So then the clerk, she knows who I was. She said, "Oh, Judy, you won the case." I'm looking at her like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I want to see." So she showed me on the computer that it was dismissed without prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, okay, you know."
So
within that week, I decided to come back so I could get a copy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Well, can I get a copy of that?" And she said, "Well, hold on a minute." So she goes and gets the judge. I waited about maybe 15 minutes. So I'll go in and talk to the judge. And she said, "Well, I hadn't got my paper. I hadn't got everything ready, done, whatever." So basically it was till April that she really sent me any paperwork that showed that I'm owing this and I was found guilty and stuff. When I get the paperwork from this other clerk, she says, "Judy, it says dismissed without prejudice." Then she said, "Hold on a minute. Underneath it, it shows that it wasn't." So what they're doing is going in the computer, because I got the documents of it too, she gave me a document to show dismissed without prejudice, and then on the same date, it showed an error, they made a mistake, and then on the same day, it shows that I was guilty.
So the fact is, you were guilty, but you thought you had won the case?
No. The judge said that my documents wasn't good enough.
No, but what was the final disposition of the case? Did you win the case or not win the case?
When I talked to the judge, she said give her a few months, give her a little.
No. What does the final paperwork say?
It says dismissed without prejudice, which that was the original.
No, but I understand that. So is the status of the case right now dismissed?
Dismissed without prejudice.
I got that.
But I don't understand how they can go back in on the same date that I was up here in court and says different. I don't understand that.
And it says that on the paperwork?
Yeah, I have that now.
Have you gone down and talked to someone in the main clerk's office on the first floor of the city county building to have them sit down with you and walk through your paperwork?
No.
That's probably what you need to do.
Or if I could suggest that you contact the administrative staff in Judge Michelle Scott's court, because Judge Michelle Scott is the...
But she's not there anymore. To that.
Oh, okay. Well...
I tell you, Judy, because the judge of small claims is in transition. Right now, there is no judge down there. If you could hold on and give Drew... It's been a long day. Give Drew your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day, and she's going to share that with Myla Eldridge, and she'll have someone from the clerk's office get a hold of you where they can make an appointment and kind of walk you through the paperwork.
I appreciate that so much.
Okay, so hold on. And while Drew does that, we'll take a break. It's After News with Amos. We are talking. It's Candidate Tuesday. We are talking with Myla Eldridge, the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. More after these.
Hello, this is King Ro Conley, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
Let me go to Reverend Phillips right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine. What's up?
Hey, I was calling, and I was hearing what she was saying, that the candidate for the clerk's office.
Yeah.
Can you tell your audience, is you like a fearing God person running? Because I think that we want to know, because is you against same-sex marriage?
All right, let me ask Myla Eldridge this, and it's the same thing that I asked your opponent. You are if you're elected clerk, you are an officer of the court. That means you have to enforce any order of the court, whether it's the local court or whether it is the Supreme Court in Washington. Can you administer orders of the court that you may personally disagree with?
First, let me begin by answering Reverend Phillips' question by saying that, yes, I am definitely a God-fearing woman. I am a member of Mount Zion Apostolic Church, okay, where I serve under the Honorable Bishop Lambert Gates. So first of all, I tell everyone, I'm a woman of God. Secondly, I'm a mother of three African-American young men. And thirdly, I am a candidate for Marion County Clerk, okay? So far as where I stand on same-sex marriages, as the clerk, I have to do everything by the law. And that's what I will do by the law. I will comply by the law. Now, it is not required by the law to marry a couple that is of the same sex. So I don't have to do that. I don't have a problem with same-sex marriages. But as your clerk, I will do everything to uphold the law in Marion County.
And so regardless, because this issue in Indiana is going to get settled in Washington. Mm-hmm. It's going to get settled with the Supreme. So however the Supreme rule,
that's right,
and they'll rule by the time whoever's the next county clerk, yeah, you'll enforce whatever the Supreme Court ends up saying.
That's correct.
All right, 239-1310. Let me go to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to ask the candidate a question.
Okay.
Are you responsible for all the filings and things that in the small claim court office?
Are you responsible for filings in small? You mean when you say filings in small claims, when you file a case in small claims?
Well, after the case, because I called you, Amos, probably about 4 or 5 months ago with a situation with that same small claims court judge. I did file a complaint at the judicial whatever downtown, and as far as my paperwork goes, luckily I had a copy of my own. It was not in the court records. So who is responsible for keeping up with those type of filing, with the court? Is that what you're running for office for? Or
okay, first of all, small claims courts are considered township government. Okay? So you have a small claims court in every township. The one downtown just happens to be for Center Township, okay? So what I would suggest doing is, or I can take your information and contact the staff for Center Township Small Claims Court and find out exactly what happened to your paperwork, because, like I said, that is considered township government, okay? So they have their own, they're like their own separate entity, if that makes sense. But I'm willing to do whatever I can to help you get the information that you have requested.
Okay, so in the instance that the judge has been removed, will somebody go back and revisit those, or is it just lost in time?
I'm going to be very careful, because you say you filed a complaint with the disciplinary commission. That complaint still has to be resolved by the disciplinary commission.
Okay.
And so Myla, because she's an officer of the court, cannot make any comment about any kind of filing that's before the disciplinary commission. On the other kind of point, let me ask this question of Myla, and this is a broader question. If any resident has a concern about their court records, whether it's small claims court, juvenile court, or superior court, those records lost or incomplete or inaccurate, where can they file a complaint or a grievance about the errors or those records are missing? Is that with your office? Is that a lawsuit in real court?
Well, you definitely can file a complaint in the clerk's office. I would just contact the chief of staff in the clerk's office, who is currently in that position, and share your complaint with them. Now, I'm not sure who or where did you say you filed your complaint, your previous complaint?
She filed with the disciplinary commission against the judge of small claims court, and that's with the disciplinary commission of the Supreme Court, correct?
It has something to do with the judges. That's all I know.
Yeah, you went to the Supreme Court. That's where she filed that. But you've got a concern that there's an error in the file, or the file is missing.
Well, they don't seem to be able to find my case by my cause number or whatever, you know, and I appeared in court 3 times. But, you know, again, luckily I had my own paperwork to even prove that I was there, you know. So, you know, I am still waiting for the judiciary. I have gotten one response.
All right. I would say hold on, Anonymous, and okay. Drew is going to take your information off the air and share that with Myla Eldridge, and she'll have somebody from the clerk's office get hold of you, okay?
I will follow up.
This question was raised in the previous interview with your opponent, and this had to do with Pierre. I know you've heard, you know, him. He's had a concern for years about a court file that in his mind should have been sent up in a case that he had appealed to the Supreme Court. The case file went missing. Allegedly, nobody can find the case file, and his concern and wanted to pledge from both of the candidates for Marion County Clerk that if there are instances that come along and somebody's court records are missing and files can't be found, that you as the elected clerk, the officer of the court, the person responsible for the keeping of the records, you know, will, you know, seriously investigate those charges of missing records and, if necessary, the appropriate authorities called in to investigate.
Absolutely. You know, if elected and I become the next Marion County Clerk, there's an oath that you have to take. And I take everyone's request, issue, complaints, whatever it is, or whatever problem that you may have, very, very seriously. And I've been telling everyone, as I've been out there campaigning, and even for the past 7.5 years, I'll give you my direct number. Call me, and I will do whatever I can to assist you with whatever issue that an individual may have. So definitely, I will make sure that on my end that I do whatever I can to help anyone that has has an issue with the Marion County Clerk's Office or just in government, because I do have 30 plus years of government under my belt.
Let me go back to the phones and Christopher. Hi there.
Thank you, Amos. My question to candidate Eldridge in regards to voter registration.
Yes.
Is she aware of any redistricting efforts or any redistricting procedures that have taken place in Marion County? I apologize if this is not at her level. And the second half of my question is, with the paper ballots, how does her office protect the integrity of the vote?
Let me take your second question first. How do you protect the integrity of the vote?
Well, first of all, there is a process to make sure that everyone's vote counts, because your vote is your voice. And we make sure that we do everything in our power. Like right now, I've been serving. I've been conducting elections for 7.5 years. And we make sure that the voter, first of all, that voting is easy, fair, and convenient for everyone, for every registered voter in Marion County. If you come down to the clerk's office and you decide that you want to vote in person, IPEV, that process is so tight that that the integrity of the voter, we make sure that when you come down there, like you don't, there's not a long waiting period. We get you in and out. We make sure that everything is right there for the voter. Okay, so that your voting experience is a great experience. And that's with IPEV, that's work, that's if you go to your polling location on election day, we train our poll workers, okay? We train our poll workers to make sure that the voter comes first, okay? So that's how we make sure that the integrity of our vote, that the voters have an excellent experience.
Myla, and my understanding is there has been no changes of boundary lines for precinct since people voted for president in 2012.
No. Okay. Now, council districts have changed.
Council district has changed, but yeah, the actual boundaries precincts, of precincts have not. So, Christopher, there have been no changes in precinct boundaries.
We have 600 precincts in Marion County today.
Okay.
Okay, and you're not aware of any upcoming attempts to redistrict, correct?
Not to my knowledge.
No, not before, no.
I don't, thank you so much for your time.
All right, you're quite welcome. Let me go to Doris at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Brown.
Hi.
Hi, Myla.
Hi, Doris.
I'm here to say.
Hi.
That is a young Christian black woman to the pastor. And to the other members, I've worked with Myla. She's been in government long enough to know what she's doing. And she is the candidate. And she is the one that we need. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Myla Eldridge.
Thank you.
As you have gone out in this county, you know, all these pundits in Washington are saying the American people are angry, Democrats are angry at everybody, Republicans are angry at everybody, independents are angry at everybody, nobody wants to vote, no enthusiasm, no excitement. You've talked to a lot of voters, you've been out in a lot of places in the community. What's the mood out there?
I think the mood is great. And I'll tell you why. I just came before the show from Pike High School teaching about the voting process in Marion County. And I tell you, at least anyway, 18-year-olds are fired up. They are excited about being able to vote in an election. And also, we have a presence at the naturalization ceremonies on Thursdays here in Marion County. And I tell you, new citizens.
Because they can register to vote.
Absolutely, before October the 6th. So they are excited and fired up and ready to vote on November the 4th. So all I can say is everyone that I talk to, they seem to be just extremely happy and excited that they are eligible and able to vote in this coming election.
Let me go back to the phones in at least, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How's it going?
Fine.
Hi, my sister Eldridge.
Hi, Sister Elise.
How are you?
I am blessed.
Wonderful. I am so glad that you are out in the front, and I know God is going to work it out. My question to you is, I need a couple more of the yard signs. I got some from your son, and I need some so that I can distribute them myself to my neighbors that are Democrat, and I'm pushing for you.
Thank you, Elise.
So how would you get a yard sign?
Elise, I will be at Mount Zion Apostolic Church on this coming Sunday. I will be attending the 8 a.m. service and the 11 a.m. service. I promise you, I will bring yard signs on Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for the support.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments with Myla Eldridge. We'll also, when we come back, ask her how she's going to make sure the money gets to the responsible moms and child support. It's afternoon's with Amos after these.
Hello, this is Pastor Michael K. Jones. And you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
With Myla Eldridge, the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. Child support. The clerk's responsibility, or one of their responsibilities, is getting the payments to the responsible moms and making sure that the records are correct. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure, because this debt system ain't worked for the longest. It didn't matter who was the clerk.
Well, it is very important that collecting, processing, and issuing child support payments, that process is efficient for the parents that depend on that money to take care of their babies. And that's moms and dads. You have both. As far as that process has improved tremendously mm-hmm. over the past 7 years. What I think would help in that area, as far as collecting, processing, and issuing child support payments, is by making it convenient. And what do I mean by that? I would like to see maybe kiosk mm-hmm. machines mm-hmm. located in government buildings mm-hmm. or somewhere of that nature, so that parents that, number one, need to pay their child support, it's easier mm-hmm. for them because they don't have to come all the way downtown mm-hmm. to the city county building, find somewhere to park, and pay for parking.
Could this also be done with kind of deal with financial institutions where you can pay a light bill at the bank, you can pay your child support at the bank?
That is absolutely.
Move it out of one account into the other.
Yeah, I would love to see that process just flow just a little better and be more efficient mm-hmm. for our customers.
In terms of elections, is there a concern that we still keep having a problem getting enough poll workers to staff these 600 polling places, 600 precincts?
You know what? The poll worker system in Marion County have been broken for mm-hmm. so many years. Mm-hmm. Since 2000, I'll say since the general election of 2007, mm-hmm. that system has improved tremendously. We learned that from the primary election that it takes about 3,000 trained poll workers to conduct an election in Marion County. Mm-hmm. So how did we fix the broken poll worker system? Guess what? We recruited folks, but guess what? We also trained over the amount mm-hmm. of people that
we
needed.
We had extra people ready to plug in.
Exactly. So that's how we are able to make sure that polling locations open up on time. We haven't had polling locations not to open up on time, and I don't know how long. So I think it's really very important, too, that the clerk be a community or a people person mm-hmm. so that people are willing and are excited and thirsty and would like to work the polls on election day. And I think that's what a good clerk should do.
Let me go to the phones and Bill right quick at 239-1310. Bill, you got about a minute.
Yeah, question. The Marion County clerk, are they in charge of marriage license?
Yes.
Okay. I called earlier. I have a young niece that's getting married. I called the number in the phone book for the Marion County clerk, mm-hmm. and they said, well, yes, it's the clerk's office, but then it's not the clerk's office. We'll connect you. And they connected me. Make a long story short, I had to call 5 numbers with no answer, so I had to end up going down there. I would hope that you are easier to reach than that.
I would definitely be easier to reach. Like I've stated earlier, you know what? I will give you my direct number if necessary, but I don't understand why you had to go through so many people or call so many different numbers before you were able to talk to a person.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I wrote the numbers down waiting on the clerk, and then I realized she was not running. Because I had those questions to answer. I had 5 numbers written down.
When you asked for the original number, was that out of the phone book?
No, I got the original number, what I thought was out of in the phone book. And that answer, the answer to that number said, yes, it's the clerk's office, but, and then again, it's not actually, I'll connect you. And they went, proceeded to connect me, and that said, if you're trying to reach the clerk, call this number. That went on for five different numbers.
Hmm.
Did you finally reach marriage licenses, that
yeah,
area?
After I drove down there, I did reach.
Oh,
reach.
You
do
did.
You Bill, okay. Bill, do you remember whether the number was 327-4720?
Amos, I can go right back to the phone book and give you the first
number. No, yeah, but I'm looking at not the phone book. I'm looking at the website where it says marriage licenses, contact us, and this is a number and an email address of marriage.
I believe it was 327, memory, 69 something.
That ain't it. You know, I'm also finding the phone book ain't as accurate as it used to be back in the day.
Well, they did say Marion County Clerk's Office, yeah. It is, but it isn't. So,
is that something, Myla Eldridge, if elected, to really go through all the points that give information about the clerk's office, whether it's a printed phone book, whether it's the internet, to make sure that people are getting the correct information?
I think it's very important that we have that information is pertinent. So, yes, I think it's very important that we check all our resources that is providing any type of information regarding the clerk's office.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Bill. Let me go to Anonymous right quick at 239-1310. Anonymous, you got 1 minute.
Yes, I have a question. I'd like to know who determines the amount of child support that you pay, because I'm working a full-time job and they're taking child support out. And I started a second job, part-time job, about 6 months ago, and they're taking child support out of that, too, and I'm not in the rear at all.
That level is determined by the judge, and if you think they need a modification, you have to go back into court and ask for a modification. That's on you. That's on you.
I need to go back to court?
Yes, and ask for a modification.
Okay, so I need to go to the Marion County Clerk's Office?
No, you go to the court the child support is handled in, the courtroom.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Georgia Boy. That'll probably be our last caller with Myla Eldridge, the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother Brown?
No, we're fine.
I need a phone number where I can call and get me an absentee ballot mail down here to Atlanta. I'm going to vote for that young lady there.
Thank you.
Do you have a number where I can call to have me an absentee ballot mail here? Because
yes.
I don't know whether I'll be back in Indianapolis on November the 2nd.
Yes, Mr. Brown, please call the election board. The number is 327-5100.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. 327 what?
5100.
5100. That's all I need. Thank you.
All right. And Myla Eldridge, if people want more information about your campaign, you're the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to MylaForClerk.com. I also have an email address, which is MylaForClerk@gmail.com. Or you may call me at area code 317-941-MYLA, M-Y-L-A.
Myla Eldridge, the Democratic candidate for Marion County Clerk. Good luck to you. Thanks very much for being with us. Winners are welcome back, but losers are also welcome back as well. Thank you very, very much.